Okay, we're on.
We are on. Hey, welcome to Comic Culture, the podcast that champions. Did we champion the local comic book shop still?
I don't know. Do we? I thought we just talked about everything that has to do with comics.
We do champion the local comic book shop, and we talk about everything related.
Do we really champion the local comic book shop?
Today we do.
How so?
Because we're going to encourage everybody to go out and support their local comic book shop.
Okay, well, I guess. But, I mean, what are we really doing to support local comic book businesses?
We're asking everybody to go out.
I mean, I'm just asking.
And support their local comic. Well, we're drumming up excitement.
Ah, is that what we're doing?
Around all things comics. And then when they listen to us, Chris, well, you know, what first thing a person does after they listen to us?
Yes.
Other than maybe go to the bathroom. Is they run down to the local
unplug their ears
comic book shop, right?
Because they put like cotton in their ears while we're listening.
That's
right.
Hey, I'm Walt.
I'm Chris.
And today, Chris. Hey, listen.
Yeah,
I wanted to tackle a subject within the comic book industry, an important ingredient, ingredient. Did I already say ingredient?
You said ingredient. Okay. But go on, yeah.
Teams.
I'm going to take you to task on that word in a minute, but go on.
Teams. Chris, you and I are a team.
Oh, well, I guess we are, yeah.
Yeah, we're a team.
We're kind of like a bad buddy cop.
Right. We're a team. Bumbling and bumbling. But
I don't think you'll get anybody saying otherwise who are listening to us.
Listen. Comics are obviously, you know, when you think about comic books, Chris, you think about Superman and Batman and Spider-Man, right? Those are the first things that come to mind. Right. But then you think of the Avengers.
The Avengers is a big one now, yep.
Right?
Yep.
So that's a team.
That is a team.
Right? So I kind of wanted to explore the whole thing about teams and where they fit into comics. Of course, we're going to talk about it as fanboys.
Of course.
We're also going to talk about it as collectors and investors.
Okay, yeah.
You know, speculators and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so do you have a favorite team? Let's just start there.
I don't know. My favorite team, it just sounds so corny, but my favorite team is Avengers.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I've been influenced by their popularity. Because I've never been drawn to the teams before. I mean, probably, hold on, while you got me.
Yeah.
Probably the best team comics I've ever read were Fantastic Four.
Okay, that's fair, yeah.
So maybe they should be my favorite. Because all those, you know, Kirby, I just remember those were fantastic.
Oh, absolutely,
So, how about you?
I love team comics. I probably have more team comics. I don't know, but maybe not more, but I have a lot of team comics. I would say that nowadays Avengers is probably my favorite team comic. But man, I was a big fan of Justice League for a long time.
Justice League,
both the early iteration of it, like from the
Justice Society,
as well as the Justice League, like the 70s one.
Well, let's then just tackle the elephant in the room right off the bat.
Okay,
we're going to talk about teams today on the show.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the two big teams from the two big publishers.
Sure.
Justice League of America
versus the Avengers.
The Avengers.
Yeah.
Which team to you works better?
You know, that's honestly a dumb question.
But
it's a good question, though, because, you know, I think they both started out poorly.
Right.
You know, if you look at the original roster of the Justice League, you know, you had, Aquaman, Black Canary, was even Black Canary in it? No,
no,
wait, it was Wonder Woman.
Batman. Was Batman?
No, Batman wasn't in it. No,
jeez.
My
goodness.
Martian Manhunter.
Maybe we should have done a little research.
Hold on.
Green Lantern was in the first one.
You know what? I'm just gonna Google it here quickly. I just remember
Brave and the Bold number 28.
I remember reading
Brave and the Bold number 28.
It was terrible.
Read Brave and the Bold 28?
I did.
It was terrible? Yeah.
I did.
So, but that was part of my questioning. So for Marvel and DC, right? So when they make their house teams, like their number one, their A team, you know?
Yep.
Is the formula just to pick the top six most popular characters in the place?
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
So
Brave and the Bold 28 had Aquaman, Green Lantern, The Flash, Wonder Woman, and Martian Manhunter.
Right.
So yeah. There was no Superman.
No Batman.
There's no Batman.
And in 1960, I believe that was, 59 or 60.
1955.
No. Brave and the Bold 28 wasn't 55. It was 59.
Why does it say 55 on?
That's because Brave and the Bold started.
Oh, sorry. Right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yes.
So let's say 59, maybe.
1960. January 1960.
Right. So you're talking about Superman at the height of his powers.
Right.
Number one selling comic was probably Action. Number two was probably Superman.
Yep.
Number three was probably, you know, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen and Adventure. You know, it was a soup universe.
Yeah. Yep.
So the fact that he wasn't in there, you know.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But even if you look at the Avengers, their first roster of characters,
right?
You know, it didn't have, like, it had Thor, Iron Man,
well, Cap didn't come.
Captain till didn't come
a
till,
few
till
issues
four.
Later. Yeah, Hulk was in it.
Hulk was in it, but he left after the first issue.
Yeah, no, after third or fourth.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay,
or fifth.
I thought it was earlier on.
What do you know?
Well, you know, okay, easy.
I think he left at number five.
Are you sure about that?
Oh yeah,
I don't know about that.
Mm. My point, though, is, first of all, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Out of the two teams, which one had the bigger revolving door? I think Avengers, right? Like, how many, I don't know, it's a great trivia question. How many Avengers have there been? Has there been 20? Has there been
More than that.
50?
Probably, maybe 100.
Right.
You think about, like, characters like Dr. Druid and the Shroud and, you know.
And how many JLA members have been?
Probably not as many, but I mean, you gotta remember, both iterations of those teams had what I would call poor showings at some point.
Right.
You gotta remember, JLA at one point had like Vibe and Vixen or whoever those characters are and stuff like that. Like it was terrible, right?
Right.
And just as the Avengers had a terrible lineup as well.
So why do they do that? Why not stick to a team? I guess they change it up.
Or? I would imagine that, you know, they know that there's going to be a draw with the big characters, but maybe they try to make it, you know, so that they can be a comic on their own without the big characters.
Well, then, you know, Avengers had West Coast. Avengers had Great Lakes. They can do, like,
Great Lakes?
Wasn't there Great
Lakes? Yeah, there
Lakes
was, Avengers? Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, with Flatman and,
Well, what's her name? A Squirrel Girl?
Squirrel Girl was in the Great Lakes Avengers, yep.
Okay, so the Avengers as a team, then, technically didn't work because they had to keep changing it. Did people get tired of the same team?
But you know what? I liked the fact that it had different characters. Personally, I never liked it when Spider-Man became a member of the Avengers.
Right. Why not?
Because to me, the Avengers were, I don't know, the Avengers were capable of holding their own title without the biggest names of the Marvel Universe.
But they had the classic Avengers did have the biggest names.
Well, it didn't have Wolverine in it, and eventually Wolverine became an Avenger.
Yeah, okay. You know, but I'm talking about pre-Wolverine. I'm talking Marvel in the 60s.
Okay, but
they had Thor, Iron Man, Captain America. You know, this, except for Spidey and the FF.
Well, okay,
they were all there.
Yeah, you're right. But I mean, what I liked about it. It was sort of had different weird characters kind of coming in and out of that title, even with some of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
And I mean, for a long time, it was just the four members. It was just, you know, Captain America, Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, and Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So where was Iron Man? Where was Thor? Right?
Iron Man was drunk in an alley somewhere.
Yeah, probably. And Thor was off on Asgard drinking mead.
That's right. Speaking of drinking mead, Chris, our sponsor, or the thing fueling the show today, talking about teams. A hell of a good teamwork went into making this Cronenberg 1664. A bunch of Frenchmen were running around.
Absolutely.
And women were running around over there, around those vats.
The vats.
You know, stirring them and making sure the hops was going in the right proportions. Right proportions.
Yep.
And team-crafted a fine beer. They team-crafted a fine beer. Okay, So, is the Avengers and Justice League premise... So, what is the Avengers and Justice League premise, though? Because I don't think we can call them successful team. Like it's like calling a rock band a rock band, but changing the lead singer and changing the guitarist and changing
right,
then just giving them the same name. That's not the same.
Right. I totally agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, do they even count as teams?
Well,
or is it just some sort of marketing ensemble gimmick?
Maybe that's all it is. Because you got to remember, I used to think, well, the Avengers are all the non... I used to think this way. Obviously, it's not true. But, you know, when I was a kid and I would read the Avengers, okay, well, the Avengers were the non-mutants. But right from the early get-go,
yeah,
they had mutants in them. They had Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So, you know, to me, there was never a point in having, like, the Avengers and the X-Men because, well, why wasn't, you know, like, Quicksilver in the X-Men? Why wasn't...
Hey, first time Avengers met X-Men.
I don't know.
X-Men number 9. X-Men number 9.
So, I guess the Avengers, I guess, was just a bigger idea. You know, the Avengers were meant to be in the public, whereas the X-Men were meant to be outcasts.
Right, right. Okay, so before we leave the JLA and the Avengers, of the two...
And I would say that there's a lot of people that would say the X-Men are a bigger team than the Avengers.
Bigger in what sense?
Well, as the primary team of Marvel.
Aren't they? Well, it goes by era. Fantastic Four were the first primary team.
Well, but who would you say was the, I don't know, but most popular, most influential? And I don't mean by collectability.
Well.
By readership.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, in a different era. You're right, X-Men. X-Men,
right?
X-Men. You know, they started. X-Men was done very well, but I guess the point there is, X-Men. I'm going to use X-Men similar to, like, say something like Fantastic Four, which we'll want to talk about. Is you know, it's those. I've used the analogy 1,000 times. You know, they're like the Rolling Stones. There's not a star in that lineup, but together, they're superstars
as
a unit.
Right.
Right. I'm not saying that.
I think Mick would say otherwise.
Yeah. Of course, you know what I mean. But the X-Men, though, they. You know, their storytelling and the way they synergize together and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It worked,
you know,
right?
It was years before he had a Wolverine comic on his own.
Yeah.
And let alone, you know, I'm sure there has been a Cyclops or a Storm comic.
Digressing a bit because I'm just trying to go stream of consciousness here. But, you know, the difference between it's storytelling, right? You know, why did Kirby's Challengers not work and Kirby's FF work? When everybody kind of knows one was kind of a derivative of the other.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And most people will say it's because, you know, Stan Lee just got pissed off and said, hey, I want to write comics my way.
Yeah.
All that old legendary stuff.
Yeah.
And so you take a kind of staid cookie cutter way of telling the story, like the DC was maybe more formulaic with it.
Yeah.
And then Marvel kind of did it different with bickering and bitching and infighting and all that kind of stuff that ended up catching on.
Right.
Right. And so that worked.
Right.
And then from that, they sprung into better stories and from that better stories and stories. And then of course that peaked like anything really good. It had its run of maybe 6, 7, 8 years before, you know, it crescendoed and then whatever. And then, you know, something else like the X-Men takes over but you know, when you think about it though, Chris, when you think about teams and, you know, according to some listeners, I don't know anything about DC, so I'll stick to Marvel. One of the biggest success stories, you know, the driving force behind Marvel, you can argue, was the Fantastic Four.
Absolutely.
With Spider-Man right there.
Sure.
But definitely Fantastic Four was the flagship for a time.
Right.
And then, you know, that second phase of Marvel, that late 70s phase of Marvel, you know, the driving force behind the whole Marvel was the X-Men.
Right.
Another team.
Yeah.
So Marvel was driven.
And then later, you could say, even the 2000s, it's been the Avengers. Yeah. Right? Like, yeah. That's been huge.
Yeah. There's now the Avengers.
All kinds of Avengers titles.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. So since 2008, for sure.
Yeah.
Or 9, whenever it was. 10, whatever the movie, first movie was. But, yeah, the Avengers, at least cinematically. But, you know, so teams are pivotal. But there's like, it's almost like there's two types of teams. Like there's three types, really. There's the FF. No, really, there's the FF, which is that core team.
Yeah.
There's the X-Men, which is kind of that concept of you know, small pieces make a big thing.
Right.
You know, luckily they had Wolverine in there.
But, yeah, yeah.
And then you have kind of that revolving door ensemble cast.
Well,
team,
so you bring up a good point. And I'm gonna circle back to something that you said at the very beginning of the show.
Go ahead.
You said what's the ingredients?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is the ingredient of a good team? So, and I bring that up because you mentioned they had Wolverine in it.
Yeah.
Would the X-Men have been as successful since '94? Since X-Men 94,
yeah.
if Wolverine was not in that,
I don't know,
in that comic,
I don't know,
right? Because yeah. that is definitely an ingredient.
I would say no, but I don't know that.
I don't know. Well, no, obviously we'll never know.
Yeah.
But it's my thought to say it probably not as popular.
Yeah.
You know, it's he's a huge influence in the title, and
well, it's obvious though with the X-Men example that the members of the team make the team because, you know, X-Men was a failed experience with Cyclops and Iceman and
Jean Grey.
Yeah,
and...
No, the early ones.
Well, yeah, it's still, yeah. That's still Marvel Girl.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. So, having the Wolverine, having the Storm, having that kind of stuff is, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. But I think the ensemble cast and the quirkiness and the, you know, of that second Avenger, sorry, of the second X-Men team.
Yeah.
Worked, but I don't know why. Maybe it was Wolverine, but it was a combination.
I agree. And I mean, I honestly don't know the reason. So at one point, obviously, the X-Men weren't doing very well.
Uh-huh.
As a title.
Yeah.
And then it went into reprints.
Yeah.
And then it was sort of rebooted.
Yeah.
So clearly, there was an element missing in the original title that was not doing very well.
It wasn't doing very well.
And then, you know, I don't know. Do you think that maybe the early titles were just still too cookie-cutter-ish, like... You know, it had like, you know, the villain of the month.
I don't know. Well, listen, let's keep delving in. Like, just having a good, like, the formula is important. You know, I thought on the DC side, I thought the concept of the Metal Men and the Suicide Squad were fantastic concepts.
Right.
These are 1960s concepts.
Yeah.
But it didn't translate into, you know, household name type of thing.
No.
And I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, you think about there's you know, Suicide Squad, Doom Patrol,
Metal Man, Challengers
of the Unknown. Like, there's lots of teams.
Yeah.
Back then, but for some reason, none of them really took off.
Right. Well, JLA was the only one, but JLA was using the star power of Green Lantern and Flash and Wonder Woman to help.
Right. 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 And I mean, eventually they brought in Batman and Superman and all those characters, right?
And when those started floundering, they brought in Batman and Superman. So I don't know, is Thunderbolts kind of like Justice League, isn't it? Kind of like
Thunderbolts? Yeah. No, Thunderbolts is more meant to be like the evil version of the Avengers, but they're still doing...
But isn't that Suicide Squad?
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah. Kind of. In a way, kind of. Yeah, you know, a little bit different, but yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And yet Suicide Squad resonated with modern... Suicide Squad resonated in the last 10 years with the modern crowd because of the concept of these convicts and villains given one more chance and all that kind of stuff.
The only thing I'll say about that is they added in recent years, and I'm going to say in the last 10 years, I think. I could be wrong. But in recent years, maybe 5 years, maybe now that I think about it, they added like characters like Harley Quinn. Right?
So is the trick that one linchpin character?
Maybe, because you think about Thunderbolts.
Is Harley Quinn the key character in...
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think it's Deadshot, right?
Right.
I don't...
Yeah.
You know, or Captain Boomerang, or... Right? They've had lots of characters. King Shark.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think there's something... There has to be a linchpin to the book.
Now, is the formula for a team... Does it have to be boy, girl?
Well, you know, that's actually a very good question. And I'm surprised someone of your learned experience would bring that up.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing or not.
I'm just saying...
Are the big teams... Because, you know, Fantastic Four had a male-female dynamic within the team.
They always seem to have... The most successful teams seem to always have... A female, but there usually is some sort of.
Well, X-Men, the most successful team, had more females than males.
Right,
right.
So there always seems to be some sort of. There's always some sort of romance, soap opera, kind of thing going on, right?
Yeah, some tension.
So is it possible that maybe we just really like soap operas?
Yeah,
just in their comic book form, just in readable form. Is that all that comics really are?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Have we ever had? Well, I guess with Tony Stark, I guess you know, like if you have a bachelor, that's no fun because you don't get to know the characters that he's going out on the next date with.
Right.
Whereas if there's like a boyfriend, girlfriend,
there's a Mary
husband,
Jane,
wife,
right?
Yeah. Then there's always the dynamics of you know the domestic tension.
Right.
He's mad at her. She's mad at him. She's
but,
in trouble.
But is that why
he's
we read
trouble.
Comics?
I don't know. That probably may be part of the storytelling that we like.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. Sorry, the jackhammering that's going on next door finally stopped. Sorry.
So I don't know. I don't know if we're getting anywhere with what makes a good team or not here.
So, okay. I remember reading an issue of the Avengers with D-Man. I don't even remember. I think it was like Demolition Man or something like that, but they called him D-Man. And I remember thinking, wow, this is a really lame character. But even at that time, all the other characters kind of thought he was kind of lame too, right? Like they wouldn't sit next to him. And so there
I think I said this once before on the show. Reminded me of, remember when Sinbad was hosting SNL?
Yeah.
And it was Superman died?
Mm-hmm.
It was the death of Superman, and he went, and he was Black Lightning.
Right.
And they were going to
the funeral. Yeah.
And they were letting everybody in, and then when he got to the door, they wouldn't let him in because they didn't know who he was.
Right.
And it's like, hey, man, I'm Black Lightning. Yeah, I don't know you. Go away. So anyway, that was no respect.
No
right
respect.
There.
No respect.
So I think.
Yeah.
I think the team are good for the Ringos of the superhero world.
Well,
and they're not so good for the
Captain America,
for the Lennons of the superhero.
Yeah,
you know?
For the right.
So,
and I would agree with you because, and you know what the thing? Here's the thing. I actually enjoy reading books full of Ringos
because you wouldn't read Ringo on his own.
No,
you wouldn't buy a Ringo album.
No,
you'd buy a Lennon album.
But I like the characters. I like all those different
characters.
Right,
but you still wouldn't buy a Ringo
album.
No, but
why would you buy it? Why would you buy a Ringo album?
But just like you wouldn't buy, I don't know who. I forget names of comic characters right now. For some reason, I'm drawing a blank. But you wouldn't buy a title, or the publisher wouldn't publish a title with Colossus.
No,
you know
no,
I mean?
No.
But part of the X-Men, he works.
Absolutely.
Right? And you get to read about it.
Right.
Right? And, you know, forever, you know, they tried, but forever characters like Hawkeye, and even Black Widow, per se, they gave her some titles.
Yeah.
They even tried with Hawkeye.
Yeah.
But, man, they fit beautifully in the Avengers.
Well, I mean, what was it? Amazing Adventures. She had like a half a story with in the Inhumans.
That's right.
Right. And
Inhumans is another team.
Inhumans is another team. Inhumans is another awesome team, but they can't seem to ever quite get it.
Okay, so I think The Avengers is probably the team that's had the most alumni. Agreed?
Absolutely, yes, for sure.
What's the biggest team?
What do you mean the biggest team?
The one with the most members in it in one active time.
Probably the Avengers as well.
No.
No?
Wouldn't there be like 9 or 10 X-Men going at once?
Oh, like titles?
No. Members of a team.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe X-Men, yeah. It depends on who's writing X-Men, because nowadays you read X-Men and everybody's in it. They're bringing the Starjammers in with Corsair, and they bring in, like, Krakoa as its own island, so that's a character. Like, it really depends on who's writing it at the time. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, I read an issue of the X-Men the other day, and I had, like, 50 characters in it.
Jesus.
Right? So, yeah. It almost becomes overwhelming to try to figure out what's going on with these
things.
It's hard to say, so, you know.
So, a team can be too big.
Absolutely.
What's the ideal number of members of a team?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say somewhere around
4.
Well, no, a little bit more than that. Because as much as I like those early like Avengers, you know, Avengers 28, 29,
uh-huh.
Before Goliath comes in.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's almost, not boring, but you need something else. Because you need those characters like a Beast. Right? Okay. Or the Dazzler.
So six.
Six.
I need a number from you first.
Seven.
Look at you. Because you know what? Good thing about the Scooby-Doo team was when they had 5, then you split up, right? And then the 2 go one way and the 3 go the other.
That's right.
And then
that's right.
One gets into trouble and the other one bails them out.
And you know what happened?
What happened?
They tried to get 6 and it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Because they tried to get Scrappy-Doo
in there and he ruined the whole dynamic.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think odd numbers are always good for teams.
Odd numbers are good for teams. That's an excellent observation.
Odd numbers are good.
How about a duo? Is Batman and Robin a team? Is a duo a team?
Well, you called us a team earlier on the show. I would say yes.
Theoretically, it's
theoretically,
a team.
Theoretically.
Right. But you can't call superhero and sidekick a team because it wasn't designed as a team.
No,
was designed as a number one and a domestique.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
One just lugging the water for
the
other guy.
And let's be honest. I think the concept of a sidekick is pretty. It's gone. Like I don't think. Do they even have? Batman doesn't have a Robin really anymore, does he?
I don't think so.
Travels around with all the time.
Yeah, no.
I think he kind of. There's characters that kind of. Like the Robin character type comes and goes, or the Bat Signal is a character that kind of comes and goes.
I don't think you can have, you can't have a sidekick and not have a butler. I think you need a butler too. It's part of the sidekick thing. I don't know. I think there has to be at least 4, minimum of 4 on the team. Too much in a team is overwhelming.
I can't
follow the story arcs, right?
So 4 worked well with Fantastic Four.
Right.
But I'm trying to think of the other teams besides Justice League on the DC side that worked. And I'm trying, I was thinking of Challenges of the Unknown.
But they didn't work.
But there was 4 there.
Metal Men didn't work. Suicide Squad, our initial incarnation, really didn't work.
So what other teams are there from DC that worked? Are there any?
No. What happened in the...
Green Lantern Corps, is that a team?
I don't know.
Right? Like,
yeah. You know how Marvel morphed the Avengers into, like, the Defenders?
Yeah.
And then the Invaders and the Challengers and...
Yeah.
DC didn't really. I'm not remembering.
No,
unless I'm just forgetting something. It would have probably been in the 70s, some sort of secondary hodgepodge team from DC.
No, but you know what DC had they had like Super Team Family. And they had the Bat Family comics. Remember?
Right. So they were doing it
differently. They were doing it differently, and they also had they had more of the Marvel had Marvel Team Up, but DC had Brave and the Bold, and I guess Marvel also had Marvel 2-in-1. But I don't know. It just seems like DC was doing it a different way.
Right.
They really kind of focused on either Batman and Superman.
So, in conclusion,
yes,
I think we're realizing that there's no formula for a team. Because, like I said, there's the FF-type team, the one that you kind of stick with for 173 issues straight, right? Then there's the X-Men-type team, which sticks to a theme and sticks to a format. The core kind of stays. You chip away at it. You add new here and there, but it's kind of still related.
Right.
And then you get an ensemble team like just... you know, vagabonds and wanderers and come on throughs like the Avengers that maybe 6 years apart might not have one character the same.
Right. In
the team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I think the JLA might fit more like the X-Men in a sense that it's a vagabond team of one-offs.
Right.
But I think for longer than Avengers, it's stuck to a core.
Yeah, you're right. And the only difference is, I mean, occasionally the JLA will have some of the really big characters like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman that have their own titles, whereas X-Men really didn't.
Right.
Other than Wolverine now.
Right, yeah. Well, that's why I count kind of the three. Kind of the Wolverine is one. X-Men is something, you know, more akin maybe to FF.
Yeah.
The Avengers and the JLA, they're not really teams.
What do you mean?
They're teams in the sense that a bunch of superheroes team up. But the essence of the team isn't... the team. It's just a revolving door of superheroes.
Oh, I see what you're
it's
saying.
It's an ensemble cast of superheroes. You know, the Fantastic Four...
It's always the Fantastic
Four. It's sold as these four characters are the Fantastic Four, and if you took one out, it really wouldn't be the Fantastic Four, even though we can call it the Fantastic Four, and they tried.
Which they've done many times,
but, you know, it was always like, oh, I don't know, they're not the Fantastic Four anymore. Yeah. You know, She-Hulk's not...
Well, do you remember when... a long time ago, back in I think it's the early 90s, could even be late 80s, when I think the real Fantastic Four were off on some mission, and then all of a sudden, and this was like an early attempt of trying to bring all the biggest characters of Marvel at the time, where they had, I think it was the Hulk, Spider-Man, Wolverine, and geez, I don't remember who the other character was, but they became the Fantastic Four for a little while.
Right, yeah.
And that was just sort of a weird iteration of that team, right? But
yeah, I don't know. So,
but it didn't last. It didn't last.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think back through the history of comics. Obviously, you know, Marvel and DC, but obviously there were other teams in other publishers, and obviously none of them, you know, a la Watchmen, right?
Yeah.
None of them ever. You know, left an imprint on the public's imagination because we'd be talking about them right now.
You
know what I mean? So, I still don't know what... I think an Avengers type of team, I think, is cheating.
Mm.
Just, hey, let's put, you know, Captain America, the Hulk, Iron Man, and Thor in a team.
Yeah.
People will buy it, right?
Yeah.
And that's what they do, right? I think nurturing something like the Fantastic Four is harder.
Yeah,
it has to hit right from the get-go.
Yep.
And same as like X-Men.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, because think about it, Giant Size X-Men 1, the introduction of
the new team. Yep.
That's Wolverine's second full appearance.
Right.
You know, Wolverine isn't a thing yet.
No.
He just came out in Hulk 181.
Yep.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So there's no like, let's base this team around this megastar.
Right.
It wasn't
right.
that at all.
Right.
It's, I don't know. I don't know if we've gotten to the crux of what makes a good team.
Maybe we've
not.
Just come up with more questions.
I think we've just raised more questions.
No.
I think.
But you know what?
And I think, I don't think it's limited to those three kind of scenarios that I.
Well, okay. So, and you're right, because. Think about, like, I was thinking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
Like, you know, the
that's a great team.
Well,
modern incarnation.
The modern incarnation is. But then you got Charlie 27 and those early characters.
Right.
It was a completely different book
back
in the day, right?
Well, when you think about it, then you think about Guardians of the Galaxy. You think about the X-Men. You think about the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Every one of those things, the second incarnation of the team was better than the first.
Right.
Not better, more popular than the first.
Right.
So, you know, maybe, you know, the team. My point is, who's to say that by that argument, you could have redone the Fantastic Four with four new characters.
Sure.
And been even more popular.
Right.
You don't know that. So,
I think it was Ghost Rider was that other FF character in that book at the time.
Oh, yeah?
Because Ghost Rider was really popular at the time.
Right. Was this like a Midnight Sun
type era? Yeah, that era, yeah.
Mm.
Anyways.
All right. Anyway, so teamwork.
Listen,
if
anybody has any solutions as to how teams work, let us know.
Yeah, and which teams, and we didn't even talk about, but which teams are the teams to invest in?
Right.
You know, which teams are the teams to collect? Which teams are the teams to, you know, spec on?
New Warriors?
Maybe. Warriors 3.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Thanks a lot for listening.
Okay, have a great week.